Okay, on your day from Aleph, I think. Yes, it's man. How you bite your life to the Sheva Chakirai? They used to ask the Adim, like the son, the Sheva Chakirai, Beis HaShavua, which year of the Shemitah cycle, Beis HaShana, which year of Indah cycle, Beis HaChaydesh, the Kama B'Chaydesh, Beis HaYayim, Beis HaShah, Beis HaMokim. So they used to ask seven things that are called Chakirai. There's some questions called Chakirai, some questions called Bedikas. Chakirai are these seven, these are mandatory. And Bedikai for any other question. Any other question that they had to ask to get the story straight, it's called the Bedika. Ma bei Chakirai for Bedikai. Chakirai, Amarecha Mehem, any day I do some Betaywa. By Chakirai, you can't plead the fifth. You can't say, I don't know. Bedikai, Shatu Vishneim, Aymen, Einanu Yodin, I do some Kayemis. There, it doesn't matter if you don't know why. Well, why Bedikais? You have to answer Chakirais if you don't. Maishna Chakirais and Maishna Bedikais. Vaminan Chakirais, I'm recommending a day, this is a material that Habla Edish Yafi Ochal Hazima. All the seven things are needed to be Mazim. Bedikais, Edish Yafi Ochal Hazima. That's what it says in Sanhedrin. Now, before the Gemara's Kasha, in Sanhedrin there are. This din of the Sheva Chakirais, there are two machlokes and rishayim that we should know. One is the following case. If someone walks into Edom, walk into Bezin, and they say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon 10 minutes ago. It's just coming today, Hayyim. We saw Hayyim, Reuven kill Shimon. So what do? So we start asking them, which month was it? Day of the month. They say, we don't know which month. We don't say, you know the Hebrew day today? Everyone knows. Right? They say, we don't know, but it's today. We just saw it. What? And therefore what? We should have asked them. So the Baal HaMor says, then you have to ask them. If they say it happened today, so we know. We know which day of the week, we know which day of the month, we know which year, we know which everything. And the Chedushi Aran brings Chayokim that say, no, the Sheva Chakirais, the Zeres HaChassid, you have to ask all seven things. And if you don't ask all seven, it's not an Eidus. So it's a Machlokes Rishayim, if you have to ask somebody who says, I saw it today, or he says, I saw it yesterday, he says in a way that's clear. You have to keep on asking the Sheva Chakirais on that. That's one machlokes rishayim. How's the mashma from our Gemara? What? From our Gemara's mashma, you should not have to, right? So our Gemara says, why do you have to ask him? So that it should be Eidah Shati Ochal Azimah. Our Gemara's mashma is just for practical reasons. No, not because there is a cause. But our Gemara's mashma, the reason we ask them is because it should be a death right to Yochel Azim. I think that the Pashuk Pshat in the Gemara would seem like the Baal HaMor. That's why we ask. So our Kapanim is, this is the Machlaik. This is the second Machlaik to be Shayim. The second Machlaik is, does this apply, this Sheva Chakirais apply only to Dinei Tashis and Bezin, or Dinei Malkus and Bezin? Or does it also apply to Dine Gittin V'Kiddushin? Do you do Sheva Chakirais by Gittin V'Kiddushin also? That's also a Machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch says that Eidus who say Eidus on Gittin V'Kiddushin are okay. You don't have to do Drishus V'Chakirais. There's no Sheva Drishus V'Chakirais. And the Mashal brings from the Aguda another Rishayim. And the Mashal holds Fakat that you do need Drishus V'Chakirais, even by Eidus of Gittin and Kiddushin. So this is the second Machlokes. So the Ketzayis in Siman Lamed did cut an Aleph. Says L'chaira, we have a raya to the Shulchan Aruch. The Gittin and Kedushin do not need Kedushas Hachakivis. Because if you learn anybody on the Gittin knows that by a get, you don't have to bring the witnesses into bed. What you need is the shtar, I guess. Or by Kedushin, if you did Kedushin with a shtar, all you need is a shtar. You don't have to call the witnesses. No, on a shtar, you write the day of the week, and a shtar. You write the day of the week in a shtar. It's interesting. In our Ketubis, we say, Reviva Chodesh, right? That's interesting. Shana B'Shabbos, so and so many days. But it's not required that it be there. That's interesting. Why we put the day of the week in. But anyway, get doesn't need the day of the week. And not only that, but a Kedushin, he says, doesn't even need a date at all. Shtar Kedushin is kosher without any day. And we know by getting a Kedushin, we rely on a shtar. A shtar is good enough. If a woman walks into bed with a get, we don't call witnesses. If she walks in with a get, and we know the signatures are good signatures, so the woman is Mugurasha. These witnesses don't have Jisha Mechakira, because it doesn't say the Yayim HaShavua. It's a requirement that it say the day of the week. So that's a raya to the Shulchan Aruch that Gittin and Kedushin don't need Jisha Mechakira. So this is the raya to the Shulchan Aruch. To answer this raya, the Ketzayis says, no. It could be that this machlokes is telling the previous machlokes. The Baal HaMaor says that if you say Hayayin, that's good enough. The precise time is that every shtar, at the time the witnesses signed the shtar, they're saying Hayayin. This and this is today. This is taking place today. Every time witnesses sign a shtar, we have a saying that witnesses sign a shtar is like a chakira saying. Comes out that at the time witnesses sign a shtar, it's as if they said Hayayin. What's the place today? And according to the Chiddush of the Baal HaMaor, if you say Hayayin, you don't need to ask them what day of the month, what day of the week. So the Meila, just the Ketzayis, if you hold like the Baal HaMaor, that'll answer. Really, Gittin and Kedushin needs Chakira. But a Shtar Gittin and a Shtar Kedushin is automatically a Chakira. Because the Shtar, the Kayach HaShtar is at the time of the signature. The time the witnesses were in front of a signing, they were Kenichgu Ayusim Bebezim. Follow? The shtar is good, not because you don't need Jewish Hakira, but because the time they sign, it's like they say Hayayin. Every shtar is kosher, because at the time you sign, it's as if they said Hayayin. And the Meila, the Mashal, holds like the Baal HaMaor, that Hayayin is good enough. So therefore, every shtar you sign, it's as if they said Hayayin, and everything is fine. There's no, the kasha falls off, and it could be that Gittin and Kedushin need Hakira Seidus. If you wouldn't have a shtar, just witnesses would come into bed and we would talk to ask them, but you have a shmua and you have everything. And the reason we don't have the shtar is because every shtar, the kayach shtar, is the day it was written. This is what says the Ketzayis. Okay, so what we did basically, what the Ketzayis does is he uses the Baal HaMaor to explain the sheet of the Mashal, why a shtar is kosher, even though it's listening, Chakir say. Okay. All right, that's the next question. All right, let's first finish the Ketzayis. Okay, everyone follow the Ketzayis is Chiddush? Everyone follow the Ketzayis is saying why a shtar is good? If the Ketzayis is saying that every shtar, really, I don't know, why does the Ketzayis say if I keep the Kedushin? But every shtar halvah, or shtar on buying karka, every single shtar, doesn't have the day of the week, doesn't have to have the day of the week. It doesn't.
But the Kayach HaTzar is that it's Kamishna Kuleidus and the Bezdin, even though it's not a Bezdin. Eidim HaTzumun on a star are automatically good. A get does not really have to be a Bezdin. We do it a Bezdin, but it doesn't have to be. No. A get is really not a Maisa Bezdin. When the big tumult is over in Gittin is why we do it for the three, for the three to eight, it should be kosher. We have a meaning that we do it in front of a kosher Bezdin, but it's not a halach. The ksais is very shvet. But it's, what was the whole ksais? And when Adam signed a star, bang, that's the way this is the best. You should have a kash on that. So I'm very shvet about that. When Adam signed a star, so it's like this is Hayyayin, and that's the way this is the best. What? But at that, what it starts to say is that at the time they signed it, it was Hayyayin, and that's good enough. Later, so we don't know what they meant, but the shot they signed it, it was Nefredus, and that's good enough. But you have to know, star ice, if someone asks you to be an aid on a star, do you have to see the thing that the star says took place? You have to see an aid. Someone comes over to you and says, I want to go to Yaakov and borrow money. And here's an IOU, can you sign it for me? You have to make sure to see the loan before you sign it. We write a star to the Leiva because we trust the Leiva. He wouldn't give it to the Malva unless the Malva gives the money. Same thing, we write a star given for a man. Now I write a star given for a woman without a man. We're allowed to write a star gift for a man, even though we don't see the gift given. How are we going to prove the gift was given? If the lady walks in with the star, we know it was given. Because no agent signs stars except for the man. So they give it to the man. If the lady walks in with it, we assume it was given. Well, Ksais is a little schwer than the Sivis just to some Ksais. Well, Ksais' assumption that every star is Nechlo Edusim because they said Hayyayim. It's a chiddush because the Edom, they're not saying they saw it happen. They're just saying the Baal told me he signed a get. Do they know if the get was given? No. They don't know if the get was given. It's an assumption that if the woman walks in with the get, he assumed the husband gave it to the woman. So it's a bit of a problem, the way that the Ksais Mem does. But at any rate, the main thing is the two Machlaikson, the Balamar and the Shiran, and the Machlaikis, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mashal, like in the Kedushin, if you need Chakiras. Okay, the other big question here, which has to do with Taisis, we'll get to Taisis in a minute, is why ask what day of the week? You already asked them the month and the day of the month. Why bother asking the day of the week? Two ways of walking to bed. Maybe we saw it, it was on December 16th or on Gimel Teves, the Pesha Samach Beis. So why do you ask them what day of the week it was? Why bother? So this is the big kasha. If anybody who learns this has a problem. Why? The whole purpose. The Gemara says the whole reason we ask them all these questions is so it should be Eidah Shati Yachal Arzim. So why ask the day of the week?
More ways
to catch them in a lie. More ways, but that's a pedikah. To catch them in a lie is pedikah. Chakiras is so we should be able to be mad at them. It should bring Hazama closer. So that's good. You're going to ask them what was the weather like that day, or you'll ask them, you could ask them was it dark out or light out, you could ask them what color suit was he wearing to catch them. Those are all bedikas. Chakiras are things that make Hazama possible. Now, how does Yom HaShavua make Hazama possible? It's already possible without it. If they both said Gimel Teves, so then they're both, they're both.
Doesn't matter
to know
what day
it is,
but
to say in Sanhedrin Daf Mem, says that the reason we ask the Yom HaShavuah is to remind people. Because it's not true, people don't remember. They can remember something was on a Monday or something was on a Friday. But to remember it was on this and this day of the month, it doesn't awaken your memory so much as what day of the week. So Rashi says that in order to make Hazama more likely, to remind the Edim who come and be Mazim, that's why we make a whole production. We ask Yom HaChodesh, the Chodesh, Yom HaChodesh. And more than that, we ask Yom HaShavuah so that, you know, when the newspapers report what took place, there'll be more information to remind potential Edim that are going to come and be Mazim then. That's what Rashi says in Sanhedrin and Daphne. On this Mishnah, Daphne Marat. So the Mashal goes to town on this. He says, what's going on with Rashi? He forgot the Sugya of Sachin? Is that the Sugya? You know why you have to ask them the day of the week? Because if you can ask them the day of the month, and someone will be mocking them, they'll say, oh, we made a Torah to be Bura Diyachar. Oh, we got mixed up with the Shchaydish. And they'll be off the hook. You can't be mocking them now. You'll be mocking them. They said, Gimel Teves. You'll come and you'll say, Imanu Yisim and Gimel Teves. So what are they going to say? Oh, we didn't know there were 2 days of Shchaydish. Oh, some of it was Beis Teves. In order that you shouldn't, that to be able to be mocking them, you have to say Yom HaShavuah. Because Yom HaShavuah, they say it was Gimel Teves and it was on a Tuesday. So we know they didn't make a mistake with the Bura Diyachar. But if they're going to say Gimel Teves and not, we won't ask them Yom HaShavuah, you can't be, how are you going to be mazim them? How are you going to be mazim them? They'll say to Inu be Bura Diyachar. It's a Mashal Kasher. What? When they say Yom HaShavuah, they're Chayzer Magid. That's really Tesis Kasha, Beis Yom. We're going to get to that. That they're going to be. You mean when they say the day of the week different than the day of the month? Is that what you mean? No, so it's not Tesis Kasha. Let's say they're going to say Gimel Teves. And now Mazinu will come. They'll say you with us on Gimel Teves. So, in Lachinan, they don't have to be Chayzer Magid. But Bezdin will say, why didn't she tie the Bura Diyachar? And Bez will say, they're not even saying anything. Right, but that's enough of a reason to ask Yom HaShavuah. What do you mean? You're right. Good. I wanted, as far as you're saying a good Teres HaMashi, I'll tell you in a second. You're saying good Teres. I want to do a logical Teres for Rashi. Again, Rashi says, why do we ask Yom HaShavuah? The reason we ask Yom HaShavuah is to remind people. So the Mashal says, no, you have to ask Yom HaShavuah because of this subject. So we have to answer Rashi from the Mashal of Kashi. So there are probably 3 ways to answer Rashi. One way is a Sfaradic way to answer Rashi. Again, the Kasha is, Rashi asks, why do you need Yom HaShavuah? So Rashi answered to remind people. So the Mashal asks, no, in Pesachim we say that you can't be mocking people with day of the month, because they'll say, Toyinu Bari Bura Diyachar. So that's why you have to ask Yom HaShavuah, so that you can be Mazim people. Is that, can I try to answer Rashi? Svar? Well, why isn't the Mashal right? Mashal says that you have to ask Yom HaShavuah, because otherwise you can't be Mazim them.
Both to be off, both to be off. Here they have both to be off.
Yeah, so which one, if you mask them both of them, which one will be Muslim and which one won't?
I don't know. I don't know.
What?
They won't be able to meet them without being Muslim.
Why?
If they have both of them, they'd be safe and they'd be safe and they'd be
I would say it all differently, but no what? No what? Yeah. We need the Yom HaShavuot. Okay, we do need it. Yeah, we're trying to answer why Rashi was bothered. Who needs Yom HaShavuot? Right, the Mashah in Sanhedrin answers a few tourists in Rashi. Why bother that? I'll tell you myself that. You need that much. Do you want first the Svara parents or like, or the technical parents? I don't know which is. Like technical tourists or Svara?
Svara.
Okay. Because the Svara you could argue with me. Technical parents you really can't argue with me about. So maybe I should get the technical parents out of the way first. Now, the technical parents is what Arya started to say. That you only say Tobi word Yar for the first half of the month. And Rashi, in his example, says Kagai, I think he says Bechapei Bechaydish. So the Mashah says he's Medayi, say Bechapei. Because in the second half of the month, people don't make a mistake to word Yar. Once the second half of the month comes, we assume people remember word Yar. So that's why it bothers Rashi. If it's the second half of the month, why do we ask them Yayma Shavua? That's why Rashi has to say a different tariff, not the Marshal's tariff. Because what? Rashi is an example. Kagayim, and one said B'chafei B'chaydish, and one, they both said B'chafei B'chaydish, we asked them B'chaydish. So, that's a technical tariff. It's a good tariff. That the reason Rashi didn't want to say the Marshal's tariff is for such a case where it's the second half of the month. Marshal, though, says another tariff. Which would be no gay even the first half of the month. And I think it goes back to what we spoke about last week. Do most people make mistakes with Ibur Diyacha? What do we say? Most people make a mistake with Ibur Diyacha, is that true? What did we say last week? I told you, I don't understand. Right people try to be Ibur Diyacha. Is that honest? Most people make a mistake. Huh? I said no. It says here, right make a mistake. How do we explain that? What? He said in a case where we see there's a discrepancy between the two Adim, where one Aid said base and one Aid said Gimel, then we say the stump they made a mistake before the Aid. Talk to my shot. Let's say both Adim said Gimel. We assume that they made a mistake before the Aid. My shot says, no, I wouldn't say that. They both said Gimel. Most people make mistakes. Most people know the. Most people who say the day of the month know the day of the month. Not most people make mistakes. So Zakim Ashar, when does the Gemara of Pesachim say right and she told before the Yatha? When one says days and one says Gimel, then we say right people make a mistake before the Yatha. Rashi and Sanhedrin is going on a case where they both said the same day. They both said Gimel the Yatha. They both said the same day. So if they both said the same day, we don't say, right, and she told Ibur the Acha. We say that they know the Rosh Chodesh. They both said Gimel. So we say that they know the Chodesh. So now Rashi says, in a case where they both say Gimel, why ask them what day of the week? There's no reason to ask them day of the week, because we'll say they made a choice before the Acha, so we have to ask them day of the week. If they both said Gimel, we don't assume that they made a mistake before the Acha. One second. And the Marshos says that's the Kavanah of Taisis Be'ezayayim, the last Inami. The last Inami is Inami Nafkamino Le'echadai Mebeis B'chayishechadai Mebegimel. If one says the second, one says the third, then you have to ask Yayim HaShavua. One says Be'ez and one says Gimel, it's true. You have to ask Yayim HaShavua in order to straighten it out. Because right, and she told you before the Yarcha, you want to straighten it out. But if they both said Gimel, so Zakim Ashar, then Rashi didn't forget the Sugim Sachim. Sugim Sakim only says when they say opposite things, we say Ravin Shitol Dibur Diyah. When they both say the same, then we don't say Ravin Shitol Dibur Diyah. That's the Mashal Teres to answer Rashi. Yeah.
If you said on the third day you were with me, so you still won't be able to be
mad. So what does that have to do with the
mashal?
Because
you still have to ask the day of the week. So like that, the
mashal
should be
mashal. You mean the mashal should say the day of the week?
No, you have to ask the
end of
the day of the week.
So in case
the
mashal
says, on the third day of
the
month you were with us, you
were
with
me.
The
mashal
name
is the day. It's the same question better. You're asking it backwards. I think you're asking it backwards. Exactly what I did. Don't do it in. Again, what's the mashal? A top cup. Okay, remember that? You have a kasha? No kasha. Okay, let's work it through. I told you a Rashi, a mashal, and a mashal. Okay, let's go. I'm just reviewing it now, okay? Everyone's dealing with the same question. Why is the day of the week? And why did Rashi say, why do we have the day of the week? Rashi said just to remind other mazimim, just to make it an interesting thing that people will remember. So the mashal's taina against Rashi was, now, there's a different reason he has the day of the week. Because of our sugya, because people make a toast before the acha. Since people make a toast before the acha, so we would like to straighten out and know what day they really need, so we ask them the day of the week. That was the mashal. A lot of sense. So the Mashal argues with the Mashal. He says the Mashal made a mistake. Why did the Mashal say Ko in Shi Bibura Diyacha? No, it was a thing. When do we say Raivin Shi To Bibura Diyacha? Only when they say different days, so there's a problem, so we say it. But when they say the same day, I'm not going to say To Bibura Diyacha. Right. Because then that would only explain why you ask the Nyan HaShavua when they contradict each other. And the Taka would answer it. Rashi said, hey, what? How could Taisus answer? Because Taisus Akasha came from a different angle. Taisus Akasha, it was, that's Taisus Ramayi Dibim, if they contradict. Rashi Taisus wasn't going where they don't contradict why they ask. This is coming from a different angle. So again, the Mashal says against the Mashal. Come on, think. What's the svar of the Mashal? When do we say Tov Dibur Diyacha? Only when they contradict each other. Can I ask you a question? Why, when they contradict each other, do we say Tov Dibur Diyacha and not when they're not contradicting? Why? Very simple. Because no reason to say there's a problem. Right? When do we say Tov Dibur Diyacha? Whenever there's a problem.
Where do you get around?
That's what the Mashal says. I would say the Mashal is right. Take it true. If two people say Gimel B'chaydish, we won't say Tov Dibur Diyacha. That's not the case. The case is two people said the Gimel B'yacha, and two Zayin men walked in and they said Imanu Hayisem. They're not complaining on Gimel B'yacha. It is a contradiction. It's a contradiction, not one against one, like Beis and Gimel, but two against two. Two people say Gimel B'yacha, you were in Chicago, and they say, no, Gimel B'yacha, we were in New York. So the Mashal's right. Where they are, that's like Beis and Gimel. You have two against two. And the Mashal's right. We should say Tov, Ravin Shi Tov Dibur Diyacha. That wherever we have a conflict, we say Tov Dibur Diyacha. So the Mashal says, what?
What? No conflict in when it happens.
There's nothing in whether it happens at all. And when one says Beis and one says Gimel. But isn't that a problem whether it happened at all? And what do we care? One of them said, on the second day of the month, we're going to kill Shimon. The other says, the Gimel of the month, we're going to kill Shimon. So what do we care? We have two eggs and we're going to kill Shimon.
Why do we care about the conflict of time? Because we're afraid maybe it didn't really happen. One of them didn't really see it. So just like when you have one against one, we say Reuben she told. Once you have a choice to either they're lying or Taurus, we say Reuben she told. So what's the Mashah saying? Here it's different, they're agreeing. How could true these two are agreeing that a Gimel B'Yasa? But there are two more who say, Imanu Yisem B'Makam Tzvayi a Gimel B'Yasa. So it seems to me that the Mashah was right, that this is a case of conflict. No? Conflict between two and two. So you have two choices. Either we could say they're lying, or we could say they made a choice before the Yasa.
Okay,
or they're both lying. Either they both made a mistake, or they're both lying. So Mashal will say they made a test before the Yasa. Mashal didn't want to say that. She doesn't want to say on Shnayim, like Tyson, she doesn't want to say they both made a mistake.
Yeah.
And we'll say one made a mistake, so which one? Maybe that's why the Mashal is talking to me. What? That's a great bit on. So you're answering the Mashal. We're going back and forth. So I said I answered the Mashal better. Because here it's a case of conflict. So you should say Tov Dibur Diyasa. So the Mashal is right. So you're saying no. When you say Tov Dibur Diyasa, one person made a mistake in Dibur Diyasa. You say two people, the place that says that we don't rush to say. In which place I saw us for you don't rush to say that they both made mistakes. Maybe? What? Any day of the week will help because then he blew the office on an excuse. You say it was Tuesday, Gimel B'Chaydesh, so you can't come now and say I didn't hear about he blew the office because Tuesday was Gimel B'Chaydesh. You can't say, oh, and then face B'Chaydesh Monday because Monday is not a source of he blew the office. So it will help. That's once a day, once a gimel.
Yeah.
That's clear that when once a day and once a gimel, there's a reason to ask him a Shavua. Let's straighten out their ages. That's for sure. Our whole discussion today is that they both said Gimel B'Chaydesh. Why is the Anna Shavua? That's what Rashi there is asking. That's true. It's only because they said the same day. So fine. But they said it's the same thing. They're saying we were here on this day, and they're saying you were there on that day. So.
That's where they're saying
that
the same
thing will come from. I'm not assuming that. You're just letting me know. But then, if you're only saying Shavua. So we're also explaining myself. Okay, so upon the Mashal and the Mashal are arguing, if we say people make a mistake, the Bura Diyasa, in cases where the two agents said the same day, that's basically the Machlaikis. How it's Mashma in our study is totally in the back and forth that we're talking about. Okay, we have to go to Tosfos, but I'd like to first just learn the Gemara. We'll finish up the Gemara, and then we'll go back to Tosfos. The Yamit. I think this we're up to 5 lines at the bottom. Yamit, Toyin, Shikuli, Hai, Chachinus, Dezisho, Nami, Eidus, Yat, Yachalazimahu, Dami, Niti, Temi, Katoinon. The Gemara, the Yavin, a little bit of this. Moyes is a very big chiddush. Now, when you're dealing with witnesses, in order to be mazim them, you have to give them their entire Torah. The Remeya Yavinu Lumitchila Shor Rishona Atzayt Chamesh. The beginning of the next will make our say.
I think even more, because people don't make this mistake, they think day is night or night is day. Rabbi Yehuda, Avinu lo mitchilo shalu shayin atzai shishis, ubedinu de nesim lo meikaret bay, ela, ben yimam alei alei tal ishi. Ubedinu de nesim bakameit bay, ela shebehei, chama b'nizra, b'zayin, chama b'nai. People don't make a mistake between the sun in the eastern part of the sky and the sun in the western part of the sky. Now, so this whole Gemara now comes back to our Mishnah. Tanan Ramei Aymer. Eichon Kol Chamish Vesaf Mitzchila Shesh. Yud Aymer Eichon Kol Dalav Etayim Kol Chamish Vesaf Mitzchila Zva. Babay Ali Bidur Ramei Adam Ayin Adam Tayyav Alay Kolom Necho Kulishis. So it goes to Wobu Lashayim. The first question of Babay was, where Ramei, people don't make mistakes. So Tver, Necho Kulishis. He's not going to make a mistake. Let him eat until there's not. The second Lashon said Mashu Necho Atoshis. Don't give a chok of a Mashu. And Abai reads Rabbi Yehuda, according to the first Lashon, Damar Adam Tayyah Chatzisha Necho Lad Pagad Ishis. Let him so be Mashu only 30 minutes. Lachnish Damar Adam Tayyah Shah Mashu Necho Lad Tayyah Hey. Now Amar Abaya, Eidus Mesulah was reason, Chomet Vachom Asa. So Abai says like this, when do we say people don't make mistakes, only whatever amount we said, that's by Eidus? Now when it says, you have to realize, Eidus Mesulah was reason, doesn't mean there's some people who has reason, there's everybody else. His reason could be Aegis, and everyone else can. It means that when people come to say Aegis, they are being reason. You're in the bed and saying Aegis, someone kill somebody, you're careful to note the time that it happened. Something that's not an Aegis in bed, like Komasar. So people are not as careful in their everyday behavior. Even when it comes to Chomets, they say. So that's a bias test. What about Rav? So really, the Gemara could say the same terrors like Rav. It will end up saying it, but the Gemara goes through it. Rav, I'll leave it to Ramei. Zadam Adam Teresh Deisha Es Chasam Ashu. Mitchilas Heimai Necho. Why does Ramei Asar 2 hours? Now the Gemara, Hecham Nizra, Hecham Adam Nizra, Mazayin Hecham Adam Mare. Yechid Yishis Nami Necho, the 6 hour also. It's not in Mare yet. I'm Rav Adam Barav, Shis Yuma Bekana Sekoi. Sun is in the corner. The sun, for your information, does not go from east to west in the sky. You all think the sun goes from east to west. The sun goes in a loop. It goes from east to south. As it goes from east to west, it goes to south and back to the north. Right? You know what I'm talking about? It goes from that's over the year, I said. If you watch it every morning over a year, it's going to move back and forth. It's like each day, the sun, what?
It's going
from east to west. Yeah, but there's a corner, so I'm just saying there's a corner in the sky where it rises, and the sun every morning comes up in that part of the sky. It sets in that part. The middle of the day, it goes over this part of the sky, over this side, over the southern side. I once mentioned to you last year, so when you go out to Kiddush Levana, so you should only look on one side of the sky. It's only on the southern sky, not on the northern sky. The moon and the sun are the same. They both rise in the east. You know why the moon and the sun both rise in the east and set in the west? Is it one coincidence that both of them rise in the west? Because the earth is turning, that's what makes them come up. So the earth is turning the same way, whether you're looking at the sun or the moon. The stars also come up in the east and set in the west. Everything, because the earth is turning in that direction, right? So the sun, Haymech al Adarim, the Sayyid al Asafin. Anybody remember such a passage? Right? Haymech al Adarim, the Sayyid al Asafin. The sun every day, and the moon every day, comes up and it travels in the southern sky. So it's the kind of stuff. If you were to watch it, it would come from the east to the west like this. This is east, and this is west, this is the south. The kind of stuff is when it turns around. It hits the lip, it's a sharp term, but it means it hits the corner, the most subtly positioned is there, and then it turns. The Rav Ali Dip at it takes place at midday, yeah.
Do they put you overhead?
It's not overhead. It's overhead from east to west, it's not overhead from south to north. The sun is never directly over your head on top of your head, so it's going to be towards the south. Unless you're in the equator, it's directly overhead. The Rav Ali Dip Rabbi Yehuda. Tomer Adam Taya Gimel Shai Skasim Ashu Mitzvah Dalet Lein Echel Hecham Rizvah Sheva Kamba B'mar Koshkin Dalet Yachi Bahay Nami Nef. Kigama Bahayla Bidurada, this is the reason Kamek Bahama. Okay. So this is the whole business with making mistakes and hours, and it's a whole daf. Someone asked me why the Gemara is so marach. I don't know. I really don't know. Gemara is very marach in these cheshbainis. But, yeah. Something that we assume everybody makes mistakes, so that we'll accept. Unusual mistakes we make a zera for, but we don't accept the payages. See what you're saying?
Exactly.
It wouldn't provide, it wouldn't matter, it'd be forever. The kasha should be more out. The question, I'm not sure. The kasha. Okay, the Taisus on the Yamad Aleph, the Ezer Yayin, that's the sort of the star of the show, this sugya. Taisus, by Taisus the Yodan, Yod Aleph on the base, brings in the Indian of Kivin Shegi Shavein Chayzu Magid. Taisus says, the Ezer Yayin Taima, Kivin the Kvar Kivin the Yayin Echad Mechaydish, Lama Yudu Shemunu, the Ezer Yayin. Now, the beginning of this Taisus sounds the same as Rashi and Sanhedrin. That Kivin Kfar Kivin, they said the same day of the month, why ask them the day of the week? Because Rashi is Kasha and Sanhedrin with the Marshan and Mashal. But this is it. Haroya, people don't like Kivin the way they are. Habra Chayzim and Magidim. But Yechayim Raza Ben Ach Kidei Diva. Let's take this minute. They both say we saw it on Gimel Tavis. Gimel Tavis is a Tuesday. So they walk into Basin, we start asking the Meshiva Chakiris. Which month? Tavis. In the same year. Which day of the month? They both say Gimel. Which day of the week? One says Monday, one says Tuesday. Bang. The Pasuk. The place is why they Pasuk. The Chayzer might give them. A minute ago, they both said Gimel B'chaydash. And since they both said Gimel B'chaydash, so the Aedis was a Kasher Aedis. And if the Aedis was a Kasher Aedis, they can be Chayzer might give them and retract their Aedis. We have a rule. That's Aiden, Kivin, Shehigit, Shemayin, Chayzul, Magid. Once you say Aiden, Sembezi, you can't retract it. So they said Aiden, Sembezi, and they both said Gimel, Teves. They both agreed on the day. And now, once it's Monday, once it's Tuesday, they're retracting. How can you retract? Good. The Kuda of this Taisus, which is the makes it a Shas Taisus, is, you know that the Indian of Kivin, Shehigit, Shemayin, Chayzul, Magid is all over Shas. It's in the, certainly in the three Bavis, and it's in Subis, and it's in Gittin. Kivin Shehigit Shuv Einach Chayzul Magid is a basic question. When does Kivin Shehigit Shuv Einach Chayzul Magid start? Starting from when can't they retract? From which moment? There are two ways of looking at it. The Rambam says that as long as you're still talking in Basin, you can retract. You only can't retract when you finish your Aedis, you get off the witness stand, and Besson says, okay, we're going to decide based on your Aedis, then you can't retract. But until the Sat Besson, or certainly the Haggadah Aedis in Besson, is over, you can still retract. So a person can walk into Besson and say, I'm still moving until Shimon, and then a minute later, even more than Sat Besson could say, I was just joking. As long as it's during his testimony, during the time that he's saying Aedis, that he's saying Aedis, and Bezdin did not finish with him. As soon as Bezdin finishes, then Bezdin's the couple of Aedis, then the din of Kivin Shehigit kicks in. What's the difference of? Taisvis, what? I'll tell you. What? They can't contradict themselves. So the sheet of the Rambam is it's not a chassara. You're allowed to correct yourself
And we'll see why soon. So you're allowed to correct yourself as long as you're still saying Eidus and Bezdin. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Sheet, the Tumim says, that Taisus Pesachim that you Bezdin and Aleph disagrees. Why? Our Taisus says that while they're in Bezdin says, what day of the month? You can say this. Bezdin says, what day of the week? You say Monday, which is the wrong day. No, you can't say Monday. Why not? I'm still in the middle of my Eidus. I'm still in the middle of talking in Bezdin. Bezdin didn't even finish the Shiva Chakira. Bezdin Tosfos holds that Kivin Shehigit Shevein HaChayz Umagin is even in the middle of your Haggadah Eidus. As long as it's more than Tosfos HaDibur, you said something, even Bezdin still, you're in the middle of the witness stand, you're in the middle of being questioned. Our Tosfos holds is a Chsaron HaKivin Shehigit Shevein HaChayz Umagin. Tumim says that that's our sheet is Tosfos, and that Tosfos argues with the Rambam, and that Tosfos holds with Dina, that you can't retract your Eidus even in the middle of being questioned. You cannot retract. That's the sheet of the Tumim in his explanation of our Tosfos. Now the Nesivus doesn't like this. The Nesivus holds that the Rambam is the Iker. A Kozman, you're talking on the witness stand, you could be Chayzer. So the Siva says, Inochinan, the Tumim is right in Taisus Kasha. But Taisus Teretz, the Yeshloima, Akiva, the Zevach, Akira, Zayin, Chagiris, Yalpina, Mekroi, Perakoy, Yubaykin. What does Taisus mean in his Teretz? So the Siva's learned Taisus Teretz, is that since the Torah says Zayin Chakiris, the Torah is Megalatas, that you could retract until you finish your Haggadah Eidus. I don't know how the Nesivus knows that's what Taisus means. Good question. I don't know how, but it's what the Nesivus. The Nesivus says Taisus Teretz, that's what Taisus means, that until you finish your Haggadah, you could still retract. What? It's possible that's what Taisus means. How do you know that's what Taisus means? I don't know. But that's the sheet of the Nesivus, that the Iker is that you cannot retract your Eidus. You can retract your Eidus, cause mind they're questioning you. You're right. In the Tabas HaChayshin, Rav Scheinberg writes the Kasha on the Nesivus, how he sees it in Taisus, in the Teretz. The Kasha, I don't know. But I do know that that's the sheet of the Nesivus. So we have a Machlaikis now, the Nesivus and the Tumim, which is the Machlaikis, the Rambam and Taisus. If you can retract before you finishing saying your witness in bed. L'chayra, we could be telling this Machlaikis, maybe. There's another question. Maybe this would be Nogeya too. Why Kivin Shigin Shavena Chayzo Magin? How do you know Kivin Shigin Shavena Chayzo Magin? Someone says in bed and you can't retract. Why?
No, you want to.
Why? Maybe you want. Maybe you can't give a person two chances. I was once, a certain institution asked for I'm involved in a Heksha. So a certain caterer asked for a Heksha. So we did an investigation into the caterer. So we found out that he did certain things that were wrong. So I know Mashnahari, I believe, right? So I called him in. And I asked him, is it true that this and this happened? He said, yes. So he was talking. So he tells me, you never heard of tshuva? Never heard of tshuva? We do tshuva, not going to do it. So I said, I told him, we heard of tshuva, and I hope you're doing tshuva, but I can't give a heksha on your tshuva. We got a different heksha. But the point is that that Kivin Shigit, so maybe he wants to do tshuva. You know, he's saying, you know, I lied. Why can't I retract? Why can't I retract? What? Why?
It's like two different people that hate him. Come in and say Hades against each other. You already said Hades. What are you going to say? Another Hades? It's like another cat saying Hades. Why should we believe one over the other?
It's a very good statement. The Lamaisa, you're right. There are two Mahalchim. The Ritvang, Subistaf Yitches, brings two Mahalchim. One Mahalch is that Gezeres HaKasuv. Gezeres HaKasuv
I think Imla Yagid. We learn out from there that you only get one chance to say Haggadah and Bezdin. Imla, if you didn't say Haggadah yet, then you could say Eidus. But once you said Haggadah, you can't say Eidus anymore. That's Gzeres HaKasuv. That's one pshat in the Ritva. The other pshat in the Ritva is that it's a Svara. Now the way the Ritva says it, it's a Svara. Bezdin can't possibly function if people could retract their Eidus. Can you imagine? How could Bezdin function? People say Eidus. You say, based on your Eidus, they say, Shasish is allowed to marry this man. 2 days later, they come back and say, we retract. Now you can't marry this man. Bezdin can't. Bezdin will give Misa based on their Eidus. They come in the next day, no, we were joking. Bezdin can't function that way. What? It's according to this Mahama, good. It's a logic. Logically, Bezdin can't function that way. Bezdin has to have closure. Bezdin has to be able to say, we give you one chance, you better get it right, because you're not going to get another chance. And Bezdin, if it's a Svara, then certainly Mistavra, like the Rambam, that calls him out, he's saying, hey, this, he could correct himself. The Svara is only that Bezdin has to be able to pass. Calls him out, he's talking, should be allowed to correct himself if it's a Svara, which is the Rambam Shita. Taisa Shita, according to the Torah, that even while you're being questioned, you can't change, makes sense if it's there as a custom. So Mechayra, these two Mahalchim fit best. I don't say it's 100% Mechayra, but it fits best with the two Mahalchim, Kivin Shehigit Shavayna Chayzel Magin. Mechayra would be another Napkamina, Kivin Shehigit. I think Rabbi Chaman says, the problem is, if Eidim say Eidus, and then the next day, they want to change their Eidus, but they have a Migul to change their Eidus. Believe me, to change my Eidus from yesterday, Amigu, I could have said something else. Okay, let's say the first day they say that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon. The second day they want to say, no, yesterday we were joking. Believe us, we have Amigu, we could have said that he paid back already. Right? They can't say we were joking, because they're making themselves rishayim. But they want to say they made a mistake, they have Amigu. Amigu that... So there's Rabbi Kivagin Ksubis who's Mesupik. If with a Migul you could be Chazer Umagi. The Migul helps. Mechayret's telling you these two things. If it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, you can't be Chayyeh. What does a Migul matter? Gzeres HaKasuv, you can't say second Davis. So if you have a Migul, you have a good reason. That's not going to help you. Migul gives you more Nemanis. More Nemanis is not going to matter to you. You can't, it's Gzeres HaKasuv, Gzeres HaKasuv. If you learn it to Svara, that the Svara is that they have to say this in Bezdin, we can't let people retract later. If people come with stronger rayas later, so it's like a second kata even taka come, and they have a stronger raya, so then maybe they are believed. Then there's a side that they are believed, because well, it's a certain, but then it's possible to say that legal. The way you're looking at it, it is. Okay, so Bachman explains a little more, but Kabi, he says, he says that the Svara of Kivin Shiga with the Svara is a weakness in the second Eidus. So the second Eidus are strong, so let it be tried to try. So I'll be able to contradict the first Eidus and knock it off, let it be tried to try. Akapanim, these are two ways to learn Kivin Shiga Shavena Chayzer Umagid. And our Tosfos is L'chayre Tali in these two ways. There's more. Those of you who learned the Shef Shmaisa, which I didn't get to, I'm sorry. But Shef Shmaisa is also Tali in these two ways. We just didn't get to it. Hopefully we're going to keep on chugging along. So make sure you put in the time, okay?